Okay, we're a go.
How good would you rate the quality?
I don't know. I don't have headphones on.
But it got better than
last time. Look, I need you to look at how dusty this computer is and tell me how good the audio quality from this is going to be.
It does look like the detritus of white cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
White cheddar.
That's smart food.
Yeah, yes.
White cheddar popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah, that, cat hair, Takis. I see some red in there. I was going to say you're on emotional support duty for your little partner right there.
I was.
You're helping them break up with their other partner.
Well, listen, I can't say too much, but...
No, don't air the laundry.
It's not my shit show to air.
No, but it is a shit show. And it's just funny that you're involved. It's funny that you're the one. Like, I would never go to you for advice.
I think maybe it's because it's, like, mental health related or something. So they're like resident psycho.
This person's crazy.
Resident psycho. I feel like I'm, like, the niche world that I'm finding myself crammed within.
Other sounds with your hands.
Is, like, the palatable psycho.
You are a palatable psycho. It took you a while to get palatable, as far as you were describing.
Well, I'm starting to learn the boundaries. I'm starting to learn, like, the box that I actually fall within. And it's, like, quirky. It's, like, the quirky to crazy scale. And whenever I find out that someone around me has fucked up the ratio, I'm like, whew, like, close call, you know?
Yeah.
Another day that I'm not getting called out for being fucked.
Yeah, it's good that somebody else is the crazy one and not you.
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet because they're being called crazy.
They're too crazy. Well, too crazy. Okay. Hold on. Let's figure this out.
Break down the spectrum.
Okay. Spectrum from... normal, neurotypical.
Yeah.
To crazy. And somewhere in the middle is the balance of
it's quirky. That's where you want to be.
Quirky, but you haven't lost your semblance of sanity.
Yeah.
You're still a little relatable, but
and
still
you're not
a lot of
bland.
Reach.
You're not a manic pixie dream girl either. You know, you're not giving someone the idea of like you being interesting without actually having any substance to you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something, there's a meat. There's meat. There's
you got to point your mouth towards... Meat. No, no, you were fine there.
Yeah.
You're just not fine when you go over like this.
Oh, well, it's hard because everything entertaining is to my left.
Yeah.
The mic is to my right.
Well, okay. I think you should go handheld.
No, because then it gets... Doesn't you feel like when the mic's in hand, it's a little bit... it's too powerful.
I think you deserve the power. I like it when you hold the power in this podcast.
I'm going to try to stay as still as possible. And so quiet. I don't know. Give us your best. You had someone quite literally text you and ask what your mental state was.
Yeah, they're like, I'm feeling a little bit less crazy than I have been. How are you? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to tell someone how I'm doing. If they're reaching out to me after not talking to me for 6 months, and then before that not talking to me for like an additional 6 months before that, and like, I don't owe you my mental health journey. I don't owe you like how I'm doing.
Well, do you feel like they have a Do you think that they hope you're doing bad or good?
I think they
hope what would be I'm, more I, reassuring for them?
I think that they want me to be doing badly. But not in like a malicious way. I don't think they want me to be doing badly. They just want me to be missing them. Mm. Right? I feel like this is to fill in the listener, we're talking
the
about
listener,
an ex.
It's single.
Hello. To my partner who's listening to this later. I just feel like when it's an ex reaching out, they don't want you to be doing perfect. They want you to be especially this one where they broke up with me. They said, I don't really want to tell you why I'm breaking up with you. And then a week later or like a couple days later, they were like, I'm ready to tell you if you want to know. And so I said, okay, I'll listen.
And then they said, have you ever been to Chipotle?
They said,
you smelled Chipotle?
Because you smell just like a Chipotle. But like, you know, the like not a regular Chipotle. I'm talking highway Chipotle.
Yeah.
You smell exactly like the beans. literally this person says I stink.
Yeah.
They say I stink. And they don't like that I try to talk to everyone when I'm at a party.
Well, it's also like you can tell that you're like, operating with a person who's gone too far in the like liberal snowflake community because they're like, ooh, sorry, like because they're like, hi, I'm checking in about the fact that I'll be checking in later, and now I'm checking in about the time I said I would be checking in and just letting you know like I'm now checking in.
Yeah,
it's too much. It's too much.
To be clear, they sent a message December. It says, hey, I heard some news that you might be dating someone. I was literally already dating this person when we broke up. So, like, polyamory. I'm not going to explain polyamory to the listener, but I was already dating this person when we broke up. But they're like, heard the good news. Congratulations. And then they were like, hoping to get back on my feet shortly. I'll reach out to you in January. And I was like, okay, you can reach out to me whenever you want. And they were like, wee! They literally texted me, wee! And then they don't message me in January. It is now 6 months after that. And they're like, hey, I'm back on my feet, but life is really lifing right now. And by the way, how are you? I'm like, I don't know. Why do you want to talk to me? I thought I stink.
It's disturbed. Well, they want to talk to you. They don't want to text.
They really want to text.
I really am into texting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I really want to text you because I don't miss the Chipotle.
Maybe that's why they still wear a mask. Okay, no. This is, we talked about masks last time, so I can't bring it back to that one. Yeah. But it is interesting that they're a masker.
I don't know if they're a masker. I haven't seen them in.
But it was like kind of like 3 years in and they were still masking. Maybe it was because you're stinky.
I stink so bad.
You're so stinky that they are cosplaying as empathetic.
See, now I'm dating someone. And this, honestly, is a red flag in the other direction. Here's the first
red flag. Call it a green flag.
No, it's a red flag in the opposite direction. It's someone who I say I'm stinky. And for me to notice, I think it has to be a lot. And they're like, you're fine. They're like, you smell fine. I'm like, I don't. If I'm noticing this, then I'm already gone beyond the pale.
Okay, I have two ideas. I have two ideas for segment options, okay?
Okay, you gotta...
I think that we could...
Go handheld. You gotta go
handheld.
I can't,
okay. Hey. How's that?
I'll turn you up a little.
I think that we could do it like... If it's bad behavior as the podcast...
Bad boy behavior.
We could do a like text... Reading a text segment... text of the week, sure. Unhinged text of the week
unhinged
that either
week.
We sent or we received, because that is kind of what we just reviewed.
That is kind of what we just reviewed.
And like, if I had my phone, I would find one, so.
Okay, do you want to take a, we can take a
pause?
No,
for next time.
Here, I'll say, this episode brought to you by Rectangle Place. It's a spot for web.
Oh, that's supposed to be me, like.
Webcast. Yeah, I'm like, I'm reading an ad.
You're buying
so you can
me time? Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter.
Any whomst. That's one idea. Like, you know, toxic text of the week.
It's the toxic text of the week.
Yes, right, ASMR style. Wait, and then the other one is like maybe like a call out moment.
Oh, like, we would call each other out?
Yeah, because I have one. And I actually didn't think about it until right now. But...
I'm so glad because you were like, I want you to drive today. And I was like, I really hope Jay actually has a secret drive because I have no preparation. I have nothing to bring.
Well, I didn't have anything to say until... I went to go be near my hand, and then I had this visceral memory.
You went to be near your hand.
Like,
Explain that.
Put my hand near my face, and then I remembered that I smelled my hand the other day. And I had a weird experience smelling my hand.
Are you calling me out?
And you're related to the story.
What did I do to your hand?
You were the crux of the story. Because this is what happened. Today's Sunday. Maybe we're on Thursday. And I'm in the bathroom. And I wash my hands, and then I'm, like, in my room, and I, like, keep smelling foot smell. Like, very footy. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it smells like a dirty sock. And then I smell my hand, and then my hand smelled like a dirty sock. So I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I went back into the bathroom, and then I rewashed my hands. And then I still smell like the dirty sock. So I was like, damn, this soap smells like dirty sock. Like that new soap that you got, but it doesn't end there.
I want to be clear, I didn't get that soap for the house.
I know. Well, it's interesting.
It's a regular antibacterial soap.
I know, and it's interesting
standard,
that I started using that soap because I had the other soap smelled bad to me.
Right, I got that soap just for aftercare
for tattoos. Yeah. So then I did. I took your soap and I put it there because I didn't like the smell of the other soap.
Which smelled like lemon?
Something was really disturbing me about it. So
Jay gets easily disturbed. There's a certain point where, like for example, if Jay's eating the same food over and over, there'll be a point at which they're like, I don't think I can ever touch this again in my life.
Yeah.
At one point, they had me throw out a sock. They were like, there's a sock in the sink. Can you get rid of that for me? Like, Jay's an incredibly loving person. They care for many animals. As soon as a fish dies, they're like, Gabe, I need you to take it to the backyard because I can't think about it anymore.
Well, I did euthanize a fish in our freezer, and I asked Gabe to dispose of it.
I did leave it there for like a week.
It turned into an ice cube. That was not part of the plan. The plan was not to create a little dead fish ice cube. The plan was to euthanize the fish in slowly, ice water.
Slowly cold.
Ice water, like 45 minutes.
Yeah. It died. I was still in our freezer. I was trying to cryogenic. Maybe we find a cure. We bring it back. We thaw.
Yeah, we were thawing. But true. I mean, everything Gabe said is just absolutely fucking true.
So the soap was... So, the new soap, the antibacterial soap, was giving you a bad stink.
Yeah, so I went to go rewash my hands.
It's definitely the towel.
Still stink. Okay, so... yes, it's a towel.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that at first. Why
are we saying it's my fault that the towel
It's your stink? Towel.
It's the hand towel.
It's your towel. It's your towel. What? That's your material.
You don't have a hand towel?
No, I mean, like, I feel like we go back and forth between my hand towel and your hand towel.
Sure.
We're on your hand towel right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's my fault that the hand towel stinks. It
smells like foot. Horrible foot.
I didn't put my foot on it.
I know, but literally, dude, it took me... Okay, your brain went there. Here are all the other steps that I did. I said, okay, the water in the sink's bad. I'm going to wash my hands in the bathtub.
Sometimes the sink is stinky.
It's true. And we'll get to that.
We can't even talk about what it stinks like. We can't even talk about why the sink. It's like something inside the sink. It's like actually, in the basin, in the drain basin.
I actually think we should talk about the sink after we talk about the hand towel. Because first I said, the water stinks. So I started washing my hand in the bathtub. I tried that out. Then it was okay in there. And then I said, okay, now it's the soap. Because it was...
Sure.
It wasn't the water. It was the soap. So then I started using your body wash to wash my hands. And I did that for like 3 times. And my hands didn't smell like foot.
Must have been hours. Well, that's because the body soap is scented. So it must have overcome whatever was infecting you from the towel.
No, but I think what I wasn't always doing was using the towel. Like, I was trying all these things, but I wasn't... Sometimes I was air drying.
Sometimes you would shake it off.
So it took me, like, 3 days of trial and error between hand soap to body soap to sink water to bath water to realize that your fucking wash towel smells disgusting.
Okay.
And I don't know how long I was going to, like, leave it in there and not use it. Before I told you.
Why did you wait?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's only this moment is making me realize that I probably would have lived for another 2 weeks with that and just not been touching
it. I'm so glad we have this. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe
forum. This
open forum.
Yeah, we're literally not going to publish this. This is just for us.
This is just open processing.
Open processing. Oh, yeah. Wash the towel.
Airing your laundry.
Literally, you're airing my dirty laundry right now.
So, backing up, why does it smell like that?
The sink?
No, not the sink. The towel.
Use?
Can you think of...
I don't think there was an inception point. I don't think there was a time when suddenly the towel stinks. I think it's like, you know, it's been a hand towel for a while.
I don't know, dude. I kind of created
you have a myth.
Feeling that maybe, like, it was a towel that was in your room for a little while, and then we needed a towel, and then you put it there because you thought it was, like, clean enough or something.
No.
I don't know, dude. It stinks. Honestly, I'm going to go get it.
Wait, I know it's... I believe you.
I want you to smell it on air.
I don't know why you want to touch it right now.
Well, as long as I don't rub.
Jay's saying, as long as they don't rub it, it will be fine. I do feel dread. I feel a deep dread knowing that this towel is coming. It doesn't stink right now? I mean, okay, I will say, it's an old towel. It used to be my grandfather's. It's bleach stained. Bleach stained.
But it doesn't stink.
It's just, I'm getting mildew. I'm getting mildew. I'm getting straight up mildew. Which is just like a normal thing that wet towel happen.
When it's on the hands, it smells bad. I don't pick one paired with.
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's like, something, you know, sometimes you stink, right? Or no, sometimes you sweat, right? Sometimes, I once had this quote that I thought it was so funny, and I think it should take off sometime, because it's sort of like a play on, like, the alien thing, where it's like, in space, no one can smell you stink.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay, but here... here's my idea. Here's my thought. Sometimes you sweat, and you don't stink. And then you dry and you stink, you know?
Yeah.
It's like something about the evaporation. Or like sometimes you only stink on the second sweat because it like brings out, you know, like you sweat again and it like it's like now it's like sweat, but with twice all the compounds that are in it because they all were left on your skin.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but sometimes I be stinking, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, there's something to it. There's something to it. But
okay, well, we'll switch. We'll get a new towel. That's okay.
Maybe we get a new towel. But let's go talk about the sink now.
Okay, we got to talk about the sink. This comes at like 3-month increments. I think. The sink will stink. And we've done a lot to try to fix this sink. We're in a rental property, so who knows what happened before we moved in. It, you know, this was at one point a family household, so we don't know what this sink has been through. It's sort of the classic IKEA basin, which is to say it's double-walled for the overflow drainage, right?
Wow. You,
you're nodding your head.
I mean, I'm like, it does have a double flow.
It's, yeah, it's got the, because it's got the, you know, the overflow drainage is just on the inside of the porcelain. It's like a dual, it's a way for them to make it more cheaply. And so there's a big open cavity in it that's in between the, like, our, like, the drain. And then there's, like, a hole in the drain that leads from the cavity into the, into the thing. And so a couple of times we've, like, tried to clean that out. And we've gotten some gunk. There's been gunk
in there. Well, it starts... Well, you have to talk about how it is a gradual buildup that it's not initially glaring, the odor.
No.
It's not. But one day, it is, like, straight up pussy smell. That's what's like, crazy about
it's
like, it.
It's... I mean, it's not... You know, every pussy smells different.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring this up. That's why I wanted to bring this up.
Like, whose pussy does this smell?
No, no, because every time the sink thing rejuvenates.
Yeah.
Reblooms. Blooms. I think about how we had this one distinct conversation about it, where I said the sink smells like pussy. And you were like, I don't know what kind of pussy you're smelling. I've never smelled that in my fucking life.
I've come to accept your description of it.
And I said that it's because people trust me more.
Oh, yeah. You think you deal with stinkier pussy.
I think that people are like, you know, I feel really comfortable with you, you know. But Gabe is getting like...
Freshly washed pussy
because they fear your judgment.
Look, I'm not out here to air anyone's dirty pussy. I'm not out here to air anyone's dirty laundry. But like, I've seen things. I have smelled things.
What do you mean you've seen
things? I have seen toilet paper. I have smelled
days of use.
You know, I've been through trusting relationships. I've been in long-term relationships. I've dated people for over a year.
Over a month.
I've dated people. I'm an incredibly accepting person. When I date people and they burp, I say, nice. And they say, really? And I say, that's beautiful what you just did.
Okay, but burping...
I'm just saying...
Fish pussy.
I project an air of acceptance that you don't even compare to.
No, that's true.
You are an incredibly judgmental person.
No, it's true.
So the idea that you could that anyone would possibly bring you the dirty pussy and not bring me the dirty pussy is crazy.
Maybe it's pussy punishment. Maybe they're like, they hate me.
So they're like, yeah. I'm going to shove my dirty pussy where it don't belong. And I'm going to give Jay the fucking ride of their life.
True.
As they fucking and imprint on them. So every time they smell a bad smell, they think of this pussy.
And it works.
Well, I didn't think it was the pussiest smell. I mean, to me, it's like, if it was a pussy smell, it's like vaginismus. Like, you ever heard that word?
No.
It's a bacterial infection. So to me, I'm like...
Vaginismus.
It sounds like a magician. Like, but vagin... No, I'm saying that I feel like it's just intense bacterial growth. Like it's just really bad bacteria. We got a petri dish situation under the sink. And I think that's what's also going on in your ex's pussy.
Who's to say it's my ex? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're talking about your pussy. I didn't realize you were punishing yourself.
Who's to say? But I don't know. It's dude.
Like, we have to bleach this thing.
Yeah.
Every 3 months.
I have a designated chopstick.
Yeah, it's only one. It's only the left chopstick from a set that the other one's useless, sitting in the kitchen drawer now.
True.
Because you use this chopstick just for digging, hoping that you're gonna find some new gunk in there, and that the answer will be there.
It's gonna be great living in a new house with a new sink with you.
Yeah, I will say, I was thinking about this because we've had consistent, you know, we've had these kinds of stinks. We've had, you know, hair in the drain problems.
Box in the drain problems.
Rocks. Okay, Jay, as an aquarium aficionado, sometimes brings anything from a small rock to a big chunk of rocks.
Bricks
in the bathtub. It happens sometimes. We did have to have a conversation where I was like, look, you just need to get them out when you're done because I actually want to be able to take a shower. You know, and it's not even enough rocks that I feel like I'm like walking on the beach.
Yeah.
Which would honestly be nice.
It's low level aggregate.
It's like, ow. Yeah, it's a low grade aggregate.
Low grade.
Low grit. But so we've had these situations and it makes me wonder, because now we're buying a house. We're going to own these pipes.
30 years, maybe.
Yeah, it's a 30 year mortgage. I think we're going to live there all 30 years. Jay thinks they're going to die before that happens.
Probably.
But
I've never had the opportunity to haunt a house. Hold on. We've got something. It is kind of fucked up that I think you might have to own a house in order to haunt it.
Yeah, that's really classist.
It's really classist.
I don't know if that's true, because I feel like sometimes...
The renters go...
Woo! I feel like... No, what I hear more often than the renters is the servants. True. Right? You have like an old manor haunted by the servants. Hmm. So maybe it's just like... I think it has to do with the amount of heartbreak that you've had there.
Did you get killed there?
Were you anguished? Did you love the house? You know?
How
many years? Huh. It's like a servant, like, you know, they're tied to the house in a different way.
Yeah.
In a living way.
The house haunts them, and in return, they haunt the house.
That's really deep.
I'm just saying.
Jay's poetry book comes out early next year.
I'm just saying. We could have a poetry slot.
I would love to hear you bring in some more poetry.
I did write a poem recently, but it's not about stank pussy, so maybe it belongs somewhere else. Okay,
Could you up the ratio of stank pussy poems you're bringing
I'm in a monogamous open relationship now, so I can't be seeing any new pussies.
Okay.
I'm banned. I'm pussy banned out here.
Oh, right. Okay, so what that means is that Jay is dating two people with no new booze. That's the rule. No new booze.
That's true. But anywho's.
I got a new boo.
Okay, you want to say something about it?
I'm just saying, I was dating someone new. It's funny, because me and my partner both started dating someone new around the same time. Not the same person, different people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that. Couple like, hey, we saw you from across the bar, and we think your vibe is really great.
Actually, yeah, but they have.
We've thought about it.
But they have.
We hooked up with one friend. I told you that in confidence. And then you told your boyfriend, and he told everybody.
True.
Okay. It happened once before, but right now we're dating two separate people. And both of us are in this situation where we're like, oh yeah, we're going to have like really casual, you know, we're looking for something really casual. Let's see how it goes. And then the other person is like, yeah, I like casual. Casual sounds great. And a week later, they're like, when can I see you next?
And a week later, they say, oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you. I feel like, you know, it's not far off. Like literally like crying in their arms.
No way.
Crying in their arms.
In your setup?
No.
Joy on Gabe's face.
No, he said. Nobody's crying. Tears of joy only.
Oh God!
I got a free book out of this situationship. I've been dating this person for a week. They introduced me to their boss, and their boss gave me a free book.
Gabe has never heard of the library.
End of sentence.
Gabe's never heard of one of those community libraries.
They do work at the library. No, I'm kidding. It's an art book. It's like a $30 book.
Mm,
I'll show it to you. Format. I think you'd like it. It's big. It's not little. Not a zine. You know, I didn't get a free chat book. Jesus, they can't give those away.
No one wants to hook up with someone and then immediately get their chat book. It's never led to anything.
I used
good.
To do that. I used to do that. I made one of those like one page zines, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I've shown it to you. But like I used to be like on a date with someone because they're so cheap and I had so many of them. I was like, oh yeah, here. I have this, you know. There was someone that I hooked up with in college that would like periodically, whenever they moved, show me where they hung my poetry book in their house.
That's something.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind of kind.
I thought it was kind. I don't, you know, what I appreciate about that is I don't think they were keeping it because the sex was good. I think they actually liked the writing.
Well, which did you prefer?
The writing, probably.
Oh, that's sweet. So it wasn't?
It wasn't anal? What did you say? Jay just mouthed something at me.
It wasn't?
No, it was not that one person that I hooked up with that, you know.
Gosh.
The person I lost my virginity to, if you're listening, this one goes out to you. You know. The problem is I told so many people that this was my first.
I mean, what's interesting is that, you know, some people don't tell the person they're hooking up with that it's their first.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What? People do that all the time, especially when they're losing their gay virginity.
Oh, sure.
People always, like, they always are like, yeah, it's like my first time, so I'm really scared. And then they think the other person wouldn't notice. That's the craziest part to me.
What do you mean?
Like, when someone who's, like, previously been pretty straight is, like, going out on a whim and doing, like, a queer thing for the first time, and they're, like, sure, but they don't like communicate that it's their first gay experience, right. And they think the other person won't notice. But it's like, I don't know. I just want to know if that's ever worked.
I will say, I was talking to someone I'm pretty close with. I think you might know this story. Someone I'm pretty close with. I'm not saying who they are because I don't want to fully out the situation. But this person, they said that they were I would say a straight person, but they open minded and wanted to like try it out. They were asked out by someone. They were going on the date. They were not enjoying the date very much, right? But while they were on that date, they were like at a sort of like gay institution. They met someone else, hooked up with that guy that night.
Hmm.
And I was like, that is the gay experience.
True. Certainly messy. I thought you were going to talk about our neighbors or something from today.
Oh, yeah. We were talking to her. Our straight friend going to a gay bar for the first time, being like, this is great.
Yeah. What? I didn't know Wicker Park had these.
I didn't know there were gay bars out here. Yeah. I thought, this is the first one.
Yeah.
In the whole country.
Yeah.
They never had this idea before.
It's new to Wicker Park. Gay bar that straight person can go to.
It's great because it doesn't exclude anyone.
Yeah.
But sometimes people should feel excluded. I like the idea that sometimes people are like, should be shamed.
Oh, I got a good one.
Go off.
I got a good one. I don't always want our conversations to revolve around sex. However, I do have one in this moment, which was a conversation. It was a slightly toxic conversation I was having earlier this week.
Okay.
And it was me and girlies hanging out. Okay, me, girlies. Picture that. Two of them. Me.
You and two girls?
Yeah.
Damn.
Me and two girlies, okay? And, you know, I'm doing what I can to fit in. But two things that they both said that I deeply did not resonate with, and not just because of girl stuff and not girl stuff or whatever,
okay,
was them saying, like, I hate using condoms. Both had been on birth control at different points. Both kind of just talking about how much they hate using condoms. And then I just thought of how opposite I feel and how much I love using condoms, because I envy that thin marginal space that separates me from the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so deeply comforting to me
That
we're not touching. And I wish that all life could be like that.
This is so funny.
You're just marginal. You get as close as you can, but there's always a little something that's protecting you.
Use the dental dam, too.
Yeah.
Always on the dental dam. Because of the smelly pussy.
Yeah.
Okay, this does remind me. I used to have a stand-up joke about this. Do you know this joke?
No.
I used to tell this joke in stand-up all the time, that I would like single a person out in the crowd and I would look directly in their eyes and I'd say, this is what it's like. I don't understand why anyone has unprotected sex, because it's like saying, look, I know our relationship has progressed really far and we've been spending more and more time together. I met your family and like I think things are going really well. And I just have to say that like I love you. And when we make that love physical, when we have sex, I want it to be over as quickly as possible.
Oh, true, yeah. Okay, that's true.
Which is like the classic condom conundrum, especially before I was on SSRIs, which have saved
Lexapro,
saving my sex life. I was like, I'm not afraid to say it. I was a premature ejaculator. I'm a little embarrassed now that
I said it. What's premature to what?
Premature to penetration. Premature to engagement.
Okay.
Yeah, that's premature.
That's premature.
No, I mean, I wasn't very mature. I mean, I was 12.
So what I'm saying is I started Lexapro when I was about 12 and a half.
I haven't come since,
actually.
It's bad that we're only talking about sex. We have bad behavior that isn't about sex. But this is...
I mean, I can't name it.
I can't name it.
I can't call it. It's interesting how different people's brains can be, because there's that common narrative that's like, you know, I just don't want to feel anything between us, you know, I just want to feel as close to you as possible. And I'm like, I want to feel as close to you as possible while also being absolutely separated.
Yeah, just like, just having the barrier.
Yeah, like I love the sentiment of intimacy. Yeah. I love the idea of the condom.
I mean, it's kind of similar, because we were talking about this with regard to we're moving into the new house, right? We were picking which apartment we were going to get. We're getting a 3-flat with some friends. And you're like, we have to get the one where the bedrooms aren't touching.
True.
It's not that both of us have like heard what we don't want to hear. You know, we've gotten a taste. We're on the other side of it. It's just something that roommates have to deal with, is knowing things you don't want to know. We could talk about the other sink thing that happened. That was some bad boy behavior.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
At the old apartment.
Oh.
Not the same sink, but This sink had a slow drainage problem. And I, in a moment of foolishness, left the sink running and then went to go perform some private activities. It's not very often.
Diddle himself.
I went to go diddle myself. There's not many other reasons I would close my door.
Yeah.
But I did not want to be disturbed.
It's just funny. It's funny to tell a story that way because you were so innocent.
Well, I didn't. Well, at this point, I've come to believe that I did it. At the time, I didn't believe it because I didn't remember. I didn't remember going to the bathroom. I was so intent on what I was going to do.
There's only, you know. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't even, like, remember the process.
You had to convince involved. Me.
But
we found out from our downstairs neighbor.
Yes.
Because it was flooding.
Yeah, like, I got a text from our downstairs neighbor that that water was coming into her bedroom. And then I left my room to find water pulling into our kitchen. And Gabe's door conveniently shut.
Conveniently
shut.
Which is, like,
hard.
Yeah, I don't.
Hard shut on that
one. I keep my door open most of the time.
Yeah. I was like, shit.
Like, the only reason I close my door is to do something that I don't want other people to see, or because you're listening to a movie too loud, and I want to go to bed.
Mm.
Two reasons.
That's it.
Or Nigel's being particularly annoying. Nigel's a cat.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
Okay, that's been 40 minutes. Did we leave any stones unturned, or did we leave any loose ends? I feel like there was something I was going to say that I didn't quite get to.
I know, we were just getting to one. Pre-sync. The new sink? There's a new sink. Sink-related sex things. Condoms being great.
Oh, just that we're like that. We needed that separation in
the two apartments.
We were like we want to be close. We want to be roommates. We want to spend a lot of time together.
There's actually even more layers to it than that, because not only did I request the apartment where our rooms weren't touching, I requested the apartment that's not touching either. So
that's Jay's boyfriend on the two floors of distance.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get in the garden unit, buffer in the center, me on the top.
Yeah. And there's people there, but those people just don't matter to you in the same way.
And let's get Gabe a hallway, then me. You know? I'm trying to keep a
If you could have a tower.
Moat, a moat.
Yeah. If you could have a wizard tower, you would.
Protective moat. Find yours today. Yeah. Okay? And advocate for it.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Moats.
Yeah.
Dig them, and we'll sell you the alligators, too. Okay. That's it. That's been the whole
Good
thing.
Goodbye. Bye.